A final return to the Scottish Vision Strategy Conference, which took place in Edinburgh on the 8th of March. It was jointly organised by leading sight loss charities RNAB Scotland and Sight Scotland, and the theme of this year's conference was Building the Eye Care Support Pathway in Scotland. Well, now that the conference has wrapped up, we are going to catch up with Sight Scotland's Chief Exec, Craig Spalding, for a bit of a reflection. Craig, I think it was quite a good event, wasn't it?
Look, it was fantastic. Not only just because we got to be physically in a room together rather than be on a call like we have had to do over the last couple of years there, but I always feel really energized when I'm surrounded by these people that work in this sector, this wonderful sector that we work in here. There are so many dedicated people there with, I think there was a mix of both stories about what's going on there, but also positive challenges for how we can improve things in the future.
So why do you think it's so essential that this conference takes place and takes place quite regularly?
So to me, the key to all of this is so that we can work better together across the sector. I think all of us as organisations that are supporting people with vision impairment there have something unique and different to offer. And I think by combining all of the different things that we have there, we've got the biggest chance of making a difference in making sight loss the priority it needs to be in Scotland.
Well, speaking of working together, this was jointly organised by yourself, Sight Scotland and RNAB Scotland. Why was it important that you worked together on this?
Well, I think not only from a practical perspective of sharing the workload there, which really is an added bonus there, but more importantly for me, it is about ensuring that multiple voices in this sector are being heard and utilised to create the agenda for this. And it wasn't just our two organisations that set the agenda for today. Well, we were the ones that were doing the legwork in the background there. Clearly, we were consulting with a number of other organisations and professionals in Scotland to make sure that we had a wide variety of voices represented.
Now, there have been lots of discussions during the conference around the challenges and the successes of the eye care support offered in Scotland. But what do you think the overall consensus was around the state of the eye care support pathway here in Scotland? Have we seen improvements in the recent years? Is there still lots to do? Where are we?
Yeah, so my take on that is, well, of course, we have seen improvements over the last couple of years. The overall impact in health and social care in Scotland, and indeed other parts of the world, has really shifted seismically, hasn't it? If you think about the changes to the way society operates in COVID, including start looking at health pathways, for example, waiting lists, accessibility and things like that, we've got a challenge. Even if we were to keep doing what we've always done there, the landscape's changed and we've got a more significant challenge than we've ever had in the past there. What I got out of the conference really is about hope, I think, that what I can see is that all the different areas in the sector, so whether it be government, whether it be healthcare providers, whether it be the third sector, whether it be the community of people who have a vision impairment there as well, there is a willingness to work together to try to solve some of the problems. And by those problems, I mean, it's not just about the reach or the number of services that are available for there, but also the quality of services that are there as well. So I think we're really shifting that dial in a conversation now around saying it's great to have statutory services in place, but what can we do above and beyond that to make the experience of those people living with vision impairment even easier and make that process much smoother? So the kind of things I was, you know, really buoyed by yesterday was conversations around other things like mental health and how that interplays with people's journey as they adjust to a vision impairment or indeed have a vision impairment right from an early age there as well. So it's these kind of strands over there that I think we're getting much more sophisticated with as a sector, although I recognise that we're very early days in that and there's a huge amount of work to make that accessible to everyone across Scotland.
Well, I guess this leaves me with just a final question. What will be your fondest memory of this year's event? And you can't say lunch.
I can't say lunch. And I also can't say the multiple use of Helen Keller's quote either, which I think was really, really apt, particularly on International Women's Day as well there. But I think for me, the fondest memory that I have there was actually Hazel McFarlane from the Sensory Hub there. I always love listening to Hazel, but she was really eloquent in putting forward a challenge to everyone to go away. And for me, that call was, let's do something radically different. let's embrace the need for radical change and go after it. And I think if we can all take that on board and work out what it is that we need to do to cause radical change in this sector, that will be a massive win from that conference.
Well, fantastic. Craig Spalding, Chief Exec of Site Scotland, thank you so much for speaking with RNAV Connect Radio and for organising such an amazing conference.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.